worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
This is America! Say it, stupid!
Kara.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Mickey.
I have no idea what's going on.
And Lazy E.
I'm the fat kid and I want cake.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Distant, but still together, like the Lord intended. Welcome to a freak accident. I am Crisco. I am joined, of course, via Skype, digitally and remotely, by Lazy E, Kara, and Mickey, all on the line today, bringing you hopefully some entertainment and some escapism from this pandemic that is still ongoing. We have our website for you to visit and check out, freakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And if you'd like to reach out to us for a little human interaction, we have our email always ready to receive your letters. It is freaks@freakaccident.com. So reach out. And our t-shirt, not that, you know, with everybody being in very, very rough financial shape these days, I am not ashamed to continue hawking our crap and keep saying that you can go to the shop section at freakaccident.com and purchase our t-shirt, our exclusive t-shirt, for only $19.99 plus $3.99 shipping. So get yourself one of those. You can even make a face mask out of it. Think of all of the great material that comes with that t-shirt for you to make face masks out of so you don't catch the Rona. So we have a good show lined up here, and I think I've been the only one talking so far. So hi, everybody else.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah,
so we're all still socially distant here in our state of Pennsylvania. Now, I don't think, is there any state out there without a work, or rather I should say without a stay-at-home order? Does anybody know?
No idea.
No.
I know I read...
I was going to say, I read something, I think, somewhere Midwest.
Okay, yeah. Like, I think Wyoming has, like, one death from right. coronavirus. But, like, 15 people live there, though. So that's, like, you know, a huge portion of their population, granted. But, I mean, I know that all 50 states are in a state of emergency right now. I was reading something the other day that that's the first time that that's happened. But, yeah, I think you might be right. Like, some of those smaller... out in the middle of nowhere states where, like, nobody lives next to each other, they might not have it. But I don't know. I feel bad for saying all of the important states do.
I know. Nice.
Yeah, it's maybe a little harsh, but yeah. But yeah, we're still under that order. Whether or not they let us start traveling for leisure again on May 1st, is all, I mean, because that's, I think the president's plan is to have everything, well, they were planning now out to May 1st. I've already seen a couple states have extended that to May 8th. It's doubtful that, like, businesses are going to open up, I guess they're saying, on May 1st. But, I mean, it'd just be nice to be able to not have to stay home all the time. That would be nice. You know.
Yeah.
We actually, in that case, like, you guys would actually be able to travel here and we could do the show in person. You know, although I feel like Mickey has been spoiled by not having to come over here, and she's like literally laying in her bed right now with her with her feet up, just smiling gleefully.
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, you've been ruined by this entire experience. She's never going to show up in person again, E.
Listen, I dug a grave earlier today. I did my work.
Wait,
relaxing.
Hey, whoa!
Hold on.
Whoa.
So who did murderer kill, first of all? And second of all, why has he outsourced his grave digging to you?
No, we were both doing it.
Oh, good. Well, the couple who killed... Yeah.
It was just where we chose to
together.
Yeah. It was just where we chose to put the compost pile. Like, all the neighbors could see where we were. And I'm like, you do realize anybody that passes by and asks us what we're doing, we're digging a grave.
Sure, yeah. You could just blame it on the Rona, though. Be like, yeah, Rona got one of my family members and we didn't feel like paying for a cemetery plot. So here it is. Now in our backyard here in the lovely, lovely Diamond City that is Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Nah, we just get those cremated. They're fine.
Now,
oh my gosh.
I mean, our listeners, we haven't, I don't know if we've heard, we haven't heard much from our listeners lately. I did see an interesting statistic with regard to podcasts, that I guess like podcast listenership has gone down like 60%, which, yeah, it's crazy. But a lot of people are attributing that to people would listen to podcasts like in their car on their commute or like while they're at work or something like that. And I guess like now that everybody's working from home and they have screeching kids in the background in a lot of cases, you know, listening to a podcast isn't really something. But if you did want to reach out, like I said before, freaksatafreakaccident.com, we'd be more than happy to hear how everybody who listens to the show is doing. But more importantly, how are you guys doing? The three of you. I know Lazy E, you had some news.
Oh yeah, I got it's furloughed, but I still have my job.
Right. Yeah, at least they're not just like getting rid of you completely.
Yeah, that would be kind of disappointing if the coronavirus was the one thing to take me out of radio.
Yeah, you've managed to stick around, which we were talking about before we jumped on the air. Today was a very bad day for pro wrestling. Incidentally, even though the state of Florida has said that WWE is essential business for some reason, they also let go of a bunch of the wrestlers on their roster. And I was joking with Hello Nurse before. I said Zack Ryder has been like the Klingon of that company for like years now. He's finally gone. So it would have been interesting, Lazy E, if they would have gotten you and Zack Ryder on the same day in the same situation.
I would have tweeted them.
You and me both, buddy. No, that's good, though. At least they're going to be bringing you back. But, I mean, that's also incredibly disconcerting that things are so bad that they feel like they need to start furloughing radio employees now, which is, like, one of the last remaining essential businesses.
Well, I mean, it's going to happen across the board no matter what business it is. Business is tight when you have a virus like this that is stopping all businesses.
Sure. And I was actually going to ask, like, I don't know, you know, not to ask you to give it away any proprietary information, anything you're not comfortable with, but how has advertising been? Like, are there still commercials running? Is anybody buying anything? I can't imagine that that's a justifiable expense in this climate.
Surprisingly, it's actually okay.
Really? That is shocking. I mean, then again, though, like a lot of the businesses, like restaurants and things who are offering takeout might be considering doing like a push, you know, to let people know that, yeah, you could still come get food from us and that sort of thing.
Exactly.
Mm. Well, that's the most important thing right now, you know, to continue to advertise for businesses because people are going to forget that you exist. Because they've been sitting at home for, you know, days and days and days. So that's a huge thing right now is to advertise.
That was for me. I am actually compiling a list of small businesses that I intend to give money to and, you know, go and basically buy things from them to help them get back on their feet once all of this is over and we're able to go out again. So I would definitely encourage more people to do the same because they're going to be the ones that need it.
Yeah, like a bucket list of places to visit.
Yeah. Bowling alley on that list.
That's right.
Mickey's grilled cheese on the list. So other things on the list as well. But yeah, everybody should do that. Now, have you guys got did you get your Rona money yet? Your Rona relief?
Yes.
Oh, you
today.
Did?
I did. I got it today. I was so happy.
Nice. Now, Kara, you said you got yours too?
Today, yeah.
Nice. Very cool. Mickey, did you get yours?
We did. We got ours. Jeff still has not got his unemployment.
Oh, my God. So,
I haven't got unemployment either.
Wow. So the IRS, we're saying here, in the year of our Lord 2020, April 15th, the day that this is recorded, the IRS is more efficient than the unemployment office.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. You know, Hello Nurse hasn't gotten hers yet. She had her hours reduced. Because she works in a doctor's office, and I guess like a lot of people have been canceling their appointments, you know, they're like yearly checkups and that sort of thing, because of that, they, you know, essentially reduced everybody's hours and limited their operating hours because there's not enough revenue coming in to keep it open the same amount of time that they used to. And yeah, she hasn't gotten anything from unemployment either, you know, with regard to the reduced hours. So yeah, Jeff isn't alone in that. Murderer is not alone in that. He is in good company. Mickey. And as we were discussing before, a lot of small businesses in good company waiting on those SBA loans to come in, too.
Don't even get me started on that.
Okay, kid, I won't. I won't. So everybody got their Rona money. I did not yet. But then again, I was one of those weird people who always got the check sent to them whenever I'd get my my tax return done. But I was actually on the website today because they have a portal now where you can give your banking information in case they didn't have it before. You can give it to them, and then you'll get your money faster. So I did that today. So it'll just be a question of seeing how long it takes to get that now. But what do you guys now? Was that money needed for you guys? Like, are you in a position where you definitely needed that money, or is it like surplus money that you're gonna, you know, spend on some really, really fancy schmancy takeout or something like that?
I'm gonna admit, I always need money.
Sure.
So it's always needed, and I'm not gonna blow it. I'm gonna use this to just pad the bank account.
Oh yeah, yep. Radio does not pay well. People don't realize that, but radio does not pay good money at all. So that's good. Nice little bank, like you said, keep it in the old bank account. Kara, what about you? I know golfer is essential, so you guys aren't completely without income, which is good.
No, he's still working, but you know, we're used to the dual income.
Sure.
So we're taking the stimulus and putting some of it aside, and then the rest we're going to use to pay down a little bit of some bills we have, like on cards. We've been using cards since this started, you know.
So yeah, jeez.
Try to get that off there and totally. Then have it back in a bank account.
And Mickey, I know with the skate park being shut down, it's probably helpful to you.
Yeah, it's getting sunk right into the business.
Yeah. So that's, at least it's not like for nothing, and hopefully people can use it. You know, like I said before, the question is just going to be how long it's going to take before things can start opening back up again.
Right.
You know, I mean, obviously we're not going to be able to go. Now, there was an interesting thing that Lazy E had shared with everybody in the show prep. The New York Times is reporting that apparently experts are saying that it is unlikely that we will have any large group gatherings like concerts, sporting events, and conferences until fall of 2021. So, like, more than a whole year from now before we get, like, concerts, sporting events, things like that.
Wouldn't shock
me. A year and a half.
That's nuts. It is nuts. I mean, so you have to wonder, though, like, how far does that extend into things like movie theaters or anything like that? Like, is there not going to be any movies for another year, too?
I don't know. How do you social distance in a movie theater? Every sixth seat?
Every so many seats apart, yeah.
That's nuts. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I don't know, like, I mean, obviously it's going to be... It's so weird to assume, because you wonder how people, I mean, you wonder how people are going to react, you know, even if given the opportunity to go to a large gathering, how many people would one want to? And you got to wonder, too, then the people who do go, like, how many people are going to be just straight up irresponsible and, like, not wearing a mask, you know, touching everything in sight, you know, licking every single flat surface that they can. Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine. I would hope there wouldn't be many of those people, but then again, I don't really know.
You know, it was weird because I went to the grocery store for the first time with a mask on.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be weird until everybody else had it on. It really is the new normal.
And that's the thing. Like, I am wondering, like, even if they start to open things up, because I have, to the credit, I've seen a lot of really stupid people saying really stupid things on social media, but to the credit of a lot of people too, when you do go out, it seems like everyone is, for the most part, doing their part. Like, they're maintaining the distance between each other. They're not, like, up in each other's business. People have been courteous, you know, like when somebody needs to move by, like giving people a wide berth and things like that. Like, I haven't seen a lot of really, you know, aggressive arrogance from people going out. And, you know, people are wearing masks. People are, you know, you hope washing their hands more at home and things like that, and using things like disinfectant and hand sanitizer. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, it's kind of like, would you be able to do a sporting event if, like, 95% of the people were wearing masks and still, like, not, you know, shaking hands and smearing their armpits in each other's noses and things like that?
No, putting armpits in people's noses is part of the sports lifestyle.
I mean, you would know, you know, being a Bengals fan. I feel like those fans are more capable of such things than some others.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, it is going to be interesting to see, though, like, how long that takes. Because I was actually, somebody today was saying New York and L.A., I guess, said straight up, like, no sports or anything until, like, next year, potentially. I don't know if that's true or not. It was just one person I saw say it. But I also saw other people were suggesting that the NFL might be playing in empty stadiums this next season.
That would be the smartest thing for them, because a big part of their revenue is TV.
Okay, yeah. Now, how would that affect the individual teams, though, not having the ticket revenue and, like, you know, the merchandise sales and the things at, like, the food stands and things like that?
Oh, that would kill them. I mean, it's going to hurt. Regardless, I mean, it's going to hurt the NFL in some fashion, but they have to get something out there.
Yeah.
Well, isn't the NFL a nonprofit?
In what world do you know?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, you joke and you say that they are, in fact, as the last time I was aware, they are listed as a nonprofit organization, despite the fact that we all know that is not true. They are still listed as that. I don't know how or why, but yeah.
They are the most profitable nonprofit.
What did you say, Mickey?
I said a lot of your nonprofits make the most money.
Yeah, that's an NFL way beyond anything else.
Right, but they could just go out and ask for donations if they really want to.
I suppose. But you got to wonder, like, what, in a case like that, like, what is the difference, you know, because, like, a lot of nonprofits, like a charity or something like that, who provides, like, valuable services to people in need, you know, churches, they don't actually manufacture products that people can purchase to buy. You know what I mean? Where there's actually, like, you know, an exchange of money for, you know, something corporeal. It's usually just purely based on donations. Whereas, like, the NFL, they absolutely sell products. So there's no reason. It doesn't make sense to me at all how a company like that is somehow still considered a nonprofit. It just makes no sense.
I guess it depends where all that money
goes.
To me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lazy E, there's your homework for the next week. While you're furloughed, find out why the NFL is a nonprofit.
Figure out how to get some of that toward you.
Yeah. Yeah. Toward him. Toward us. Yeah. A freak accident. We need to become a nonprofit if that's the kind of money that you can make as a nonprofit.
That's right.
So on the show today, we are going to be talking about how science fiction movies envisioned the year 2020. We're going to see how close they got it. I got a feeling nobody quite saw this coming. We also have tips to keep your relationship intact during a crisis. Assuming you want that sort of advice, you know, maybe you can't wait for this quarantine to end because you can't wait to visit the divorce lawyer's office. We have the top ways kids embarrass their parents. And then James Gunn, director of Guardians of the Galaxy and some other fun films, provided a list of 27 movie sequels that he argues are better than the original movie. And we will see if we agree. It's all on the way on A Freak Accident this week.
Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
In case you were wondering, that is the theme song to 2020. Just not the year 2020, but it was the closest thing I could find. So we're gonna work with what we got. This is a segment about science fiction movies that are set in the year 2020 that did not quite get it right. And this is from the New York Post. So we're going to see, first of all, if we've seen these movies And then we'll find out how close it actually got. But I've got a feeling, you guys, that it is not going to include people sitting around in lounge pants with like no haircut and with like, you know, crumbs on their chest playing video games all day. Not exactly how we probably envisioned the year 2020 would look. I can't imagine.
No, maybe
Wally did that.
Yeah, right. that was close. I don't know what year that was, though. I don't think it was 2020. But yeah. I did like a lot of people saying what I thought my apocalypse outfit was going to look like. And it's somebody from, you know, Mad Max or The Walking Dead or something like that. Like, you know, all wearing like leathers and carrying guns and things. It's like what my apocalypse outfit actually looks like. It's like a person in a bathrobe with like a bottle of wine in their hand. All right, so these are the movies that were set in 2020. A little bit off, though. The first one is Edge of Tomorrow, which came out in 2014. Did anybody see this one? Tom Cruise was in it?
No.
Okay, so this one was about basically it's kind of like Groundhog's Day. He keeps dying and then coming back to life at the beginning of the day. But like the whole movie hinges around this battle with aliens who have invaded the Earth. And it's like he keeps getting the option to go back and try and win this decisive battle every time. So it's like he tries to learn new things and figure out a way to like beat the enemy and all that. But yeah, so apparently, according to that movie, we should have been at war with aliens who would by this point have invaded and taken over huge portions of the Earth.
Wow.
Oh, that makes this year not look too bad.
By comparison, no. unless you ascribe to the conspiracy theory that coronavirus is from aliens.
Or that coronavirus is an alien.
There you go. If they're just they are just extremely microscopic aliens, and so this is exactly the movie that's happening.
Oh, yeah.
I'm bummed though because like he had like a mech suit in that movie. It was like exo armor that he wore that like made him stronger and faster and things. And I don't have one of those.
No.
I have sweatpants on right now. That is hardly a mech suit.
At least you have pants on.
You know what? You guys can't see me on camera from the waist down, so I could probably get away with going pantsless, but you know what? I have some self-respect and self-dignity. I would not do that to myself or you.
Thanks.
Next, you're welcome, Mickey. Next up, number two, Mission to Mars came out in the year 2000.
I remember hearing of that movie.
There was
I might have saw it.
I know, I can't remember.
There was a weird moment there where I think it was like over the course of a couple years, we had multiple films either about or set on Mars. There was like Mission to Mars or Ghosts of Mars or Trip to Mars. There was like a bunch of Mars movies that all came out at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny because somebody had pointed out to me the other day, like, remember A Bug's Life and the movie Ants came out like in the same year, and both of those movies were about insect colonies fighting against totalitarian regimes. Those are oddly specific and oddly close to each other. But anyway, Mission to Mars 2000, which speculated that we would be sending manned spacecraft to Mars, which I don't know if you guys are aware, we aren't even close to ready to do in real life.
I don't know. We haven't heard from Elon Musk in a while.
Yeah, that's probably for the best because he kind of beclowned himself recently. He was like, oh, we're going to manufacture ventilators in the Tesla factories where they make cars. And
I have no idea what is going down my road right now, but it's scary.
Wait, do you have camera? We need visual.
I can't. Yeah, I'm upstairs. It's hard to see, but they are honking their horns. There are people with
this is it, guys.
Birthday signs.
The
okay.
Apocalypse is happening.
There's a giant pink flamingo.
And you're not letting us see it. How dare you?
I can't. I don't know if you can see
it.
Yeah, show us. There they go.
Ay-yi-yi.
I thought like a parade of loud noise making. I thought that was the apocalypse. I was real excited.
Was literally like eight cars and there was a giant pink flamingo. It must have been one of the pool flamingos.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, the ones that you float in?
Yeah, yeah. See, man, I was this close to grabbing my guns and my axe and running into the streets in revolution, but
it's
now I'm
time.
Upset.
You pink flamingo.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, Elon Musk, he embarrassed himself because he said, oh, we're going to manufacture ventilators. And he ended up like buying 600 sleep apnea machines and donated them to a hospital. The hospital was like, we can't use these. Like, these aren't,
oh my God,
these aren't ventilators. So yeah, Elon is probably just going to lay low for a little while, and
that's
probably for the best. But yeah, apparently in that movie we had flying cars too, which, I mean, realistically at this point we don't deserve flying cars in this country or on this planet.
I can't even imagine people trying to drive flying cars. Like, just imagine how they drive cars on the road right now.
Right, and that's two dimensions of travel: forward, back, left, and right.
Yeah, this is. That's way too dangerous.
Yeah, literally two-dimensional travel. Forward, back, left, right. You want to add up and down to that mix? No, I'm good. I'm perfectly okay with that. Number three. Now, Lazy E, you might be surprised to know. I know I'm shocked. The movie Pacific Rim, apparently, it doesn't speculate here, or it doesn't specify here whether or not it took place in 2020 or if the events of the movie started in 2020. But apparently Pacific Rim, giant monsters invading from another dimension through a portal at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. And humans have to defend themselves by building giant robots to fight them.
It's a little off.
Yeah, a little bit. And anybody else seen that movie, Lazy? I know you saw it. Mickey, Kara, did you see Pacific Rim?
I don't think so.
Okay. It is amazing. It's an awesome movie. But yeah, giant, like, Godzilla-sized monsters come through a dimensional rift at the bottom of the ocean, and they start destroying cities. And humanity's response is to build giant robots to have Rock'em Sock'em robot fights with the giant monsters. Which, I mean, that at least that sounds like hell, but it's at least a fun, exciting hell. Like,
that would be fun.
You could place bets on whether the robot or the monster's going to win. Like, that's a whole new level of fun. I'm all for that, as opposed to, you know, just sitting on my couch all day. Here's a movie that I don't think anybody remembers because I doubt anyone went to see it. But there was a movie out in 2002 called Reign of Fire. Mickey, I got a feeling like...
I remember that.
Oh, you do remember that, E?
Yeah, I remember it.
Mickey, you're weird enough that I feel like you would have seen this movie.
I very well may have. Do I remember?
Okay.
No.
So here's the plot. Here's the plot. A construction site digs up a bunch of dragons who then proceed to set the world on fire.
Sounds
nope.
Yeah, so they're just building... anything, you know, they're building a strip mall somewhere, and they accidentally wake up a bunch of dragons who are hiding underground.
Sounds realistic.
Yeah, no, totally. Could be, so there, again, could be worse, you know, than what we're dealing with right now. I mean, at least coronavirus doesn't breathe fire, you know, and set my yard aflame.
As far as we know.
Right, yeah, not yet anyway. Yeah.
It might mutate again.
Oh, God. Don't even suggest such things, please. That would be the ultimate slap in the face, would be we all open back up and go back to work, and then it immediately mutates, and we all have to turn right back around to go back inside again.
No. That is part of the reality, not necessarily it mutating, but another virus coming up.
Mickey, stop it. Will you stop being so damn negative? You aren't allowed to bet on any plagues anymore either. You're not allowed to make that bet. And finally, the well-renowned and widely proclaimed movie from 2018, A Quiet Place, apparently took place in 2020.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I did see that.
That is the one. Yep, monsters or aliens, we're not quite sure, respond to and hunt by noise. And so, like, they basically drove humans to the brink of extinction, and now the few that are left have to sneak around and not make any noise, lest they be slaughtered.
I'm not going to give away the movie, so no. That's not quite how that worked. But
oh, okay. Well, yeah, good. Thank you for not spoiling it, because I haven't seen it. Now, they do hunt by sound, right? The monsters do?
Yes.
Okay. So I got at least that part right.
Yes.
Okay.
That's you have to watch the movie to get the other half of it.
All right, fair enough. Now, out of these potential nightmare scenarios for the year 2020, compared to the 2020 that we are living in, Lazy E, would you take any of those over this one?
No.
You're okay with this?
I'm okay with not monsters burning down my house.
Okay, fair enough. Kara?
Yeah, I'm good with no aliens or fire-breathing dragons.
All right.
Monsters. No, I'm good. I think this is okay.
Mickey? Mickey, you don't want to have a mech suit or anything like that? She's talking and I can't hear her again.
Your microphone
crapped out. Nope. Her lips are moving. She's yelling. I can't hear her though. Oh no, it's getting there. Go ahead, keep trying.
What? Here.
I don't know.
There.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not moving anymore.
Stay
Double
completely.
Your head.
So
how do you feel about that?
I don't like the fact that I can't move my head now, but sure. Yeah, maybe next week I'll want a mech suit.
There you go. Yeah. So you got, I don't know, mission to Mars. I mean, I was going to say, hey, it might be cool to like have Mars missions and things, but then I did remember the part about flying cars, and I don't want any of these people that I've seen saying stupid things on the internet over the last couple weeks to have access to a flying car. So
it'd be way too dangerous.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd probably stick with, the year of the Rona myself. I don't know, though. Punching aliens with a mech suit does sound cool, though. So it might be Edge of Tomorrow. I don't know. Talk to me in another 2 weeks and see how stir-crazy I've gotten, and I'll let you know for sure. Up next on the show, we've got tips to keep your relationship intact during a crisis, assuming, of course, you want that.
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where a freak accident continues all day, every day. Visit afreakaccident.com and click on connect.
So tell me how this ain't our relationship.
I'm not gonna lie, this song slaps a little bit, you guys.
Oh yeah, it's hitting me in the groove.
There you go, Anthony Ramos, whatever. It's relationship. Oh yeah.
Oh,
I'm into it.
The dancing.
Now I have noticed somebody the other day had an amazing meme that said, hey, how are all my couples doing out there? I haven't seen anything about he completes me or he's my king or we're so blessed in quite some time.
That's so true, though.
Yeah, you really haven't seen a lot of that.
Oh my gosh, I didn't think about it.
Well, yeah, because all these memes are like, oh, I wish I could spend every day and every moment with this person. And now you got to.
Yeah. Now all of these people are, and they're finding out that the people they're in relationships with, ooh, they actually do not like spending time with them. So, yeah, this is going to be... it's going to be bad. I got a real bad feeling about, after this is all over, the number of people and relationships that you're going to see end because they just did not and could not stand spending so much time in such close proximity to each other. But if you do value your relationship, Time Magazine has compiled some tips for you to help you maintain said relationship in a crisis. I guess this qualifies. So... Now, how are you? Are you guys? We're all here on the show. I think all of our relationships are probably solid enough that we don't have to be concerned. Is that fair to say?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're doing good.
Spend every day with murderer, anyways. Yeah. This is nothing new.
I mean, you guys are burying dead bodies together now, which is very romantic. Yeah. So you know, yeah, you guys, there's nothing going on there. But here's some of these tips. Okay, number one. Appreciate, don't criticize. It says our flaws might seem magnified and much more annoying right now because you're exposed to it all the time, but it's best to let things slide and focus on the good things.
Yeah. What if I feel like that's probably something you should do in general anyway.
Sure, yeah.
Because don't they say, like, when you compliment what somebody does, they're more likely to do it than when you criticize.
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, what happens if there are no good things?
There's got to be something.
You would hope. But, I mean, honest to God, like, you encounter people. I've known people, even friends of mine. They'll remain nameless, you know, to protect the not so innocent. But, you know, I've seen people in relationships where they cannot stand the person that they're with. And you just have to ask, why are you with them then? So,
yeah,
sure.
I don't know. Number two, remember, it is okay to be stressed out and upset right now. I mean, what do you mean, nuh-uh? Did she lose her mic again? Conveniently?
I don't know. Did I?
No, you're good.
I think she's just laughing that hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay to be stressed out. I think we can all probably empathize with each other on that front. And we're all dealing with it differently, according to this. So try to be a good listener and remember that their feelings are valid, too.
What?
Their feelings are valid, too.
No.
Oh, he's not being a good listener. I got it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're on a podcast. We don't have to be listeners. That's what the listener's job is.
Exactly.
Well, to make this work right now, we kind of do have to listen.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Number three, give them some privacy. Now, this is extremely hard if you live in a 900-square-foot bungalow like I do with Hello Nurse. We
not
are
a lot of space. To
no, yeah,
go
we're
on your own.
We are on top of each other constantly, and we can live no matter where you stand in the downstairs. We can see each other, so there's really there's no getting away from each other in here.
Well, then build walls.
I should, yeah. I should take after Trump in that regard. Go into the den. I'm going to build around a wall around that because this can't happen.
What? Blanket for it'll be fine.
I mean, yeah. You haven't seen my couch. I do have kind of a blanket fort going.
Yeah, just close the curtain, close the blanket, be like, this is my private room, go away.
Yeah, no girls allowed. It does mention though, alone time is important, especially now, so respect each other's space, don't hog the TV, and do your own thing sometimes. Number four, now this is important. And I don't understand how this could be possible, especially right now. Don't forget about sex is number four.
I think you're supposed to play with being stressed.
Maybe.
Yeah. You're supposed to social distance, though.
Oh, well, there's that, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, what are they going to do? I actually did read some country somewhere was telling people to distance within their own homes. And I'm like, how in the hell do you even enforce that?
Right.
You don't.
I mean, you don't. You say that, or then you find out, like, oh, wow, they actually are listening to us on our phones all the time. But yeah, it says don't forget about it. I don't think – now, I would be concerned – my concern would be the opposite. By the end of this, a lot of people might just be straight up getting sick of it.
That, and I feel like there's going to be a lot of babies next year.
Well, that's just it. Yeah, somebody had a name for them I saw the other day.
Yeah.
Like all the babies that are going to be born? Quarantinis? Is that what they said they're going to be called?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, people probably enjoyed the fact that they had so much time alone, and at home. I mean, assuming you don't have kids, if you do, like I said, those little munchers are just running around screaming all day. But, I mean, if you don't, it's like, yeah, all this time to spend on just this thing, because there's only so many times you can binge watch The Office. But then, like, after 2 months of it, you might just be like, yeah, all right. Like, we've literally done every single possible trick that we can. I don't know how much more stamina I have. Perhaps in keeping with that, number five, stay flexible.
So just, Karma Sutra through the whole thing. It'll be fine.
It's not that kind of flexible. But, I mean, maybe it is. But it says, plan out your week. Don't fill your whole day with things that have to get done. Make sure you both have as much free time as possible. Which, like, I mean, I've seen people tackling, like, projects at home. Carrie, you've been guilty of that.
I've been doing stuff, but I for sure don't start it. Like, I'm not getting up. I'm not setting my alarm clock. It's like when I wake up, I maybe start it later on.
How much is that going to suck when you have to start setting your alarm for 6 again or whatever?
Yeah, that's going to be the worst day.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not going to enjoy that at all. Number six, be willing to hit pause if you are fighting and or arguing. Things can spiral out of control when you can't realistically distance from each other. So maybe take a break and just cool off for 30 minutes before you keep slugging it out.
Nah, I want to win.
I want to win, he says. And number seven, laugh together. Make time for movies and shows you both like. Laughter helps release stress. Yeah, that's true. I mean, unless, like I said, you're in one of those relationships where you're just constantly miserable having to be close to this person, which, I don't know, vet your people better in the future.
Yeah.
No, if you're miserable, then you put your dad and laugh at her.
I mean, at least you get to laugh at that, sure.
Yeah.
You got to wonder, though, like, after all of this, I remember somebody, because of me with my real estate, it said the number one question moving forward when you're taking buyers through a house is going to be, can you see yourself quarantined here? I mean, in that sense, and in that spirit, I wonder if, like, dating services and dating sites and things are going to have that question, like, can you see yourself being quarantined with this person for a long period of time? Maybe
sure, this is definitely a test.
Maybe ask that question before you put a ring on it, because we all could, like, as Mickey has pointed out, we could all end up in this position again next year, because she's such an optimist and just loves making people feel so good.
Yep.
So there's your tips to keep your relationship together. Up next, how kids embarrass their parents. The top ways they do so on a freak accident.
Here's what listeners are saying about a freak accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
Ah, yes. Probably the worst thing right now, being quarantined with that terrible significant other that you can't stand, is being quarantined with your kids. You can't even send them somewhere. No play dates. No toy stores. No nothing. You just have to deal with them within the four walls of your home. Horrifying.
All the entertainment is on you.
Yep. God. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you know, we've done so many of those segments over the years talking about, like, you know, oh, what is or is not a good parent? You know, is it a good idea to just give them a smartphone? At this point, it's probably like, God, anything, because my next step is chloroform. So the lockdown's been rough, but this question was posed in the New York Post, and we have a survey response of parents naming all of the ways that their kids have embarrassed them in public before. Luckily, right now, there's no real public. I did read something the other day about somebody who was, like, in the background of a kid's camera, like, because they do, like, distance learning now, like, and all the kids are on, like, webcams and things, and, like, the father was, like, mime-humping the mom, I guess, in the background of the webcam, and wasn't aware that they were in frame, so it cuts both ways. You know, kids embarrass parents embarrass kids. It's all... The universe is a closed system. These are the top ways kids have embarrassed parents in public. So if you're thinking about having children, or maybe, you know, before you start getting extra frisky, you know, without a protective barrier, we'll call it, during this quarantine, consider some of these scenarios and whether or not you could see yourself in them. Like, 33% of parents said kids have done this in public, that is screaming at the top of their lungs something inappropriate.
Sure.
Now, how often have we seen that happen?
Oh, way too many times.
I think my sister did it a couple times when she was a kid. They'd be like going through the aisles. My mom would be buying, you know, groceries, diapers, adult feminine products. And my sister would be like, hey, everybody, look, it's for my mom. It's my mom's stuff. Look at what she's going to get put on. Like, she'd be screaming it in the store. And I don't think people need to have their attention drawn to that kind of stuff.
To be fair, still when I go to the grocery store and we go to get toilet paper, I'm like, proofreader, do you think this will be enough for your day? A little bit more.
So it's not just kids that embarrass their parents. No, adult kids too.
Now, Mickey, didn't your sister do something when she was younger? Like, you guys just used to lock her in the car when you'd go into the store, and the one day she finally broke out and announced it?
Yeah, she was a terror. So we locked her in the car in front of Staples because she was just awful. And she didn't know enough to unlock the door, but we had the manual window. So she rolled down the window, climbed out of the car, came into the store, and all we could see was her at the end of the aisle with her hands on her hips. And she goes, "Ha, I got out."
Now, a person with no context walking by is thinking some terrible, terrible things when that is said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Number two, absolutely. Undressing in public.
Oh,
that's why you got to put them in those onesie jumpsuits with like the lock on the back, so they can't do that.
Yeah,
that's a big thing. Little kids, little girls with dresses and stuff, a big thing. Not just like turning with the dresses, but they like to just kind of flash everybody.
Oh yeah, yeah, just pow, right? They just pull it right up
they
over their head.
Don't know any, but it's so convenient, you know.
Accidentally taking something without paying for it is number three. I mean, I guess like
that.
If you're at like the grocery checkout, kid reaches over, grabs a candy bar, you know, puts it in his pants before, you know, the mom sees it happen while she's dealing with the cashier or whatever. I'm sure.
Yep.
Number four, getting lost in a store and then probably carrying on and crying and pitching a fit at the same time, I would imagine.
I used to do this thing. I wasn't like lost, but I would do this thing where we'd go to the store and I'd go into, you know, those circular clothing things.
Yep.
I used to go in there and hide. So my mom would think I wasn't lost, but I remember doing it and hearing her like yelling for me. So I guess that's embarrassing.
So, yeah. I mean, is there a kid that didn't do that?
I think
everybody did it.
Yeah, cool.
That isn't one of your random weird things, Kara. That's normal with that.
I got really hot and nervous.
I can tell you from doing that, and as it relates to this and embarrassing people, I used to do that as well. And the one time I climbed into the one thing, and I had this brilliant plan. I was going to jump out and scare my mom when she came by. So I hear her coming by and I dive out of this like rack of pants or whatever it was. And I went like blah, 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 or whatever. And it wasn't my mom. It was some old lady. And I literally thought I scared her half to death. And so then I just said, sorry, and ran. So I don't know. Then the best part is my mom was like halfway across the department. And I just went over, and then I was trying to, like, hide myself behind my mom and pretend like, no, nobody saw anything. You know, nothing happened. Like, I think I was more embarrassed than anything. But, yeah. Public tantrums comes up next, number five. I mean, that kind of probably goes with the last one. And, I mean, there's just nothing. I mean, there is nothing worse than that. Like, you actually, to a certain extent, you feel for some parents when you see, you know, some of these kids carrying on. It's just like, oh, God, you poor soul. I would not blame you if you just happened to turn the wrong way for just a little too long and that kid wandered off. At a restaurant, being messy with food. I mean, I guess, like, for, like, a real little kid, it's kind of, like, to be expected. I don't know, though. If you're, like, 6, 7 years old, though, and you're throwing your chicken nuggets all over the restaurant, that might be a problem.
Yeah.
Fighting with siblings in public, hitting a sibling. Mickey, I feel like you have experience there.
Oh, but of course.
Lazy, did you and your brother ever get into fisticuffs out in public when you were younger?
No, there's an 8-year difference. I would have killed them.
Good point. So you're saying like there was no like random German suplex, you know, into a ball pit in McDonald's or anything like that?
Nah, I knew by that point when he was going into the ball pits at McDonald's, I knew how disgusting they were, so I never went near them.
Yeah. Yeah, there's one thing coronavirus has probably killed forever is play places. That if there were any restaurants out there with those still around, I can't imagine they're going to be a thing after this.
Yeah, no.
Arguing with a sibling is up next. That kind of goes along with hitting, fighting. Number nine, mm-hmm. asking embarrassing questions out loud.
Mm-hmm. I just said I did that in the store with Proofreader.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a 30-something year old man.
Yeah.
And then 21% of parents say they've dealt with their kids knocking over a store display. I'm picturing something out of what's like a classic movie where that happens, where like the person takes the one from the bottom and it's like a pyramid, right. And then like the whole thing just crashes down and the cans roll across the grocery store.
Yeah.
I did something worse when I was a kid. My mom always reminds me of it. I guess I wanted something and she said no. So we were going past all like the pickle jars and everything, and I just put my hand out and it just knocked down
oh,
everything.
Oh God.
Nice.
Oh God. Jeez. I would have thrown you up into the rafters and just left you there. That would have been it.
She did. That's why I am how I am.
She spiked him off the ground like a football. He learned his lesson, then he needed a shunt after that.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, those are pretty bad. Has there ever been anything that you guys can recall that you've seen like a kid do in public? Where you were just like, oh, God, no, sterilize me now.
The worst is when I saw a kid, he was throwing a temper tantrum so bad, and this is a common thing, he sprawled himself out on the ground, so like he was just like unpick-upable.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just like,
that's what my sister used to do.
Really?
Yeah, all the time.
You just make yourself dead weight. Mm-hmm. That's the thing, like a 45, 50-pound kid is actually, that's pretty heavy when they're just pure dead weight, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, there's some horrifying Schadenfreude for some people out there. Like I said, while you're while you got nothing else to do in quarantine, maybe think twice because one of those holy terrors could be yours. up next, we will end the show with James Gunn talking about 27 sequels that he thinks are better than the original movie on a freak accident.
If you need to listen to a freak accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
So James Gunn has quickly become one of the most in-demand directors in Hollywood after the incredible success that he had with Guardians of the Galaxy for Marvel, to the point where he's actually making the Suicide Squad soft reboot for DC on the opposite end of the comic book movie spectrum. If there's one thing I've enjoyed about this quarantine, it's these random little, like, thought experiment type things that people have been doing, like name this or name that. Like in this case, it was what sequels do you think are actually better than the original movies? And he compiled a list of 27 movies that he feels are sequels that are better than their originals, and we'll see if we agree. So we'll start at number 26, and we will move our way. It said 27, but this list here only goes to 26. So we will start at 26 and move our way back. Let's see here. Oh, okay, no, he added one to the list. Okay, here it is. So number 27 is Terminator 2.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's the one with the liquid metal robot, right?
Yes. I agree on that one 100%.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think that doesn't take away from how good the first Terminator is, but the Terminator 2 is like one of the quintessential action movies and like really reinvented the genre, I think. And it was also one of the big vehicles for Arnold too during like his major stardom.
Yep.
He added there is an inarguable fact, he didn't include it on the list, that Alien and Aliens are equal. I would kind of agree, just like for different reasons. Like the first one is definitely one of the best horror movies that have ever been made, and the second one is an awesome action movie. So it's like, yeah, they both work just for different reasons.
I can see that.
All right, number 26, Swordsman 2. Although I'd never seen Swordsman 1, so I really have no leg to stand on when it comes to that one.
I don't know that movie at all.
Mickey, Swordsman, ring a bell?
No idea.
Okay. This one, next one I agree with, and Lazy, I think you'll be with me too. Captain America, the Winter Soldier?
Yes.
Absolutely better than the first Captain America. Again, not to say that movie was bad, but it's the Winter Soldier is excellent. Really, really good. Final Destination 2. How many of those were there? Like 7?
Oh my gosh, there were so many.
And they were all the same thing. So, like, I don't know how the second could be really objectively better than the first. It's the same formula over and over and over again, like the Saw movies.
But better ways dying.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I gave up at 1.
Yeah, that was all you needed to see, right? That was the one, that was the plane crash one, right? That was the first one?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder you hate flying too. So that was just like the recipe for disaster as far as you're concerned.
It was over.
Number 23 is the sequel to Dirty Harry, which I did not even know exist. I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. Dirty Harry's a classic though, but this one's called Magnum Force in 1973. No clue.
Oh, I think I have seen that.
You have seen it, Mickey?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Do you recall it being good?
Yeah, I think so. I really can't remember, but I remember the name.
Okay. Number 22, I agree with this. Hello Nurse would tell me I'm crazy, but Blade Runner 2049 I thought was like way better than the original Blade Runner, and I love the original Blade Runner. I just think Blade Runner 2049 for me is one of the best movies I think I've ever seen. It's that good. It really was phenomenal.
I have yet to see that one, so now I know.
Now, did you see the original?
I did see the original, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's one movie where I think like it warrants multiple viewings because it's kind of like you pick up new things every time and you gradually learn to appreciate it more with each subsequent viewing. But yeah, that second, we're going to rewatch that, the 2049 this week. I can't wait. 1995, Desperado, the sequel to El Mariachi. Not familiar. Don't know.
Nope.
Legend of the Drunken Master is apparently a sequel to Drunken Master, which was a Jackie Chan movie. I didn't even know that had a sequel either, but I enjoyed the original. So, see, now I got to take some of my quarantine time to go and watch the second one because the first one was really good. So, now, here's one you got to wonder. Are these movies... Okay, so he's saying it's better than the original, but it's kind of like, when it comes to the Blade movies, are those good movies? I mean, they're enjoyable movies, they're fun movies, but I'm not sure I would say any of them is, like, a quality film, necessarily.
Right.
Gremlins 2.
Oh God, no.
Yeah, so that's now you have to wonder about James Gunn, right? He's a very in-demand director, but he thinks Gremlins 2 is better than the original Gremlins.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, definitely not.
I don't know. Batman Returns is absolutely not better than the Batman in 1989.
That's a
crock of crap too. Superman 2, debatable whether or not that was better than the original. That was the one with Neo before Zod, you know. That is also the one, though, where he tears the S off of his chest and throws it at the big guy, and it, like, wraps itself around him in the weirdest attack that's ever occurred in superhero cinema history. Now, Star Trek 2, The Wrath of Khan, I think everybody could agree is better than the original Star Trek The Motion Picture. That's like an all-time classic. I don't think you'll find a person in the world that would debate this. The Empire Strikes Back, better than Star Wars A New Hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Empire Strikes Back's, again, one of the best movies ever made. So that's, not exactly obvious, basically.
Yes.
X2, which is the second X-Men movie, better than the original X-Men movie?
I don't know.
X is going to give it to him.
That's two. X going to give you two. That's X2. I mean, I think after a while, all of the X-Men movies just kind of started to blend together for me. You can scroll, find FX, like the middle of the day on Sunday. I guarantee they're playing an X-Men movie of some kind. And then see if you can bet yourself which one it is and see if you win, because it's almost impossible.
I feel like that's where I've seen most of the X-Men movies that I've seen.
That's just it. And literally, you cannot tell one from the other. They're all practically the same at this point. Now, I didn't see either of them, but Paddington 2, I heard a lot of people actually giving this rave reviews. It was like a couple of years ago.
Like, I haven't seen it.
I didn't see
the movie based on Paddington Bear, which is like an old school thing from like back when I think we were kids.
Blue coat and the yellow boots.
Yep, you got it. Boots. Yeah. Yeah, apparently, I remember when the first one was coming out. Because Hello Nurse really likes Paddington, but for whatever reason, we didn't see it. And then they actually ended up making a second one. I mean, I guess it's good, according to James Gunn, who thinks that Gremlins 2 is good. So, I don't know.
Yeah, so.
Take it with a pinch of salt. Now, A Fistful of Dollars had a sequel called For a Few Dollars More, better than the original. That one, I think, actually it could probably be argued is true. The Road Warrior is definitely better than the original Mad Max. That's for sure. I don't know if Hellboy 2 is better than Hellboy 1. Again, there were only two of those movies, if you just ignore that reboot that came out last year. But again, that's kind of like X-Men at this point. Like, if Hellboy happens to be on TV, I can't turn it on and remember which one it is that I'm seeing. Bride of Frankenstein, 1935, better than the original Frankenstein. Now, Now, Mickey, you're a horror movie aficionado. The Bride's only in it for like 30 seconds, right?
For the most part, yeah.
So what is it that makes The Bride of Frankenstein potentially better than the original?
I think just the way they portray the whole thing.
Okay, so like the process of, you know, the experiment and so on and so forth?
Right.
Okay. The Dark Knight, again, phenomenal movie, up there on the list of best films of all time, better than Batman Begins. Batman Begins was great, but yeah, The Dark Knight, that's the one with Heath Ledger's Joker, is just, it's a masterpiece. again, similar to X-Men, Shrek 2.
No.
I think the original Shrek is good.
The original one is, but that's also, too, like, I think after the original... Like, however many Shrek sequels there were, again, you can't tell which one it is when it's on TV. Like, if you come in the middle of it, you're going to be like,
No. You could, because there's the Gingerbread Man and the Big Gingerbread Man, where he goes, love me, as he dies.
One. Lazy E schooling us on our Shrek lore.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember really enjoying the very first Shrek. I can't remember the plot of the second one, so I can't imagine that it would be better. Evil Dead 2, yes, definitely better than the original Evil Dead, although the original Evil Dead is a classic in and of its own right. The second one is just amazing. Mostly because Bruce Campbell chews every single last piece of scenery in that movie, and it's glorious. Bad Lieutenant... Port of Call, New Orleans? Anybody familiar with that one? No clue. Eh.
No.
This next one, a lot of people said this at the time, but I do disagree. Spider-Man 2.
I didn't see the first one or the second one.
This one for me was also the one where everyone and their sister found out that Peter Parker was Spider-Man, like he wasn't even trying anymore. And so that just kind of confused me.
Yeah, that bothered me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Maybe the first one.
To the point where, like, at the end of the movie, he's literally confronting the villain, and he pulls off his mask and said, look, it's me. And I'm like, oh, come on! Why even have a secret identity at that point?
Yeah.
True. Number two, The Godfather Part 2. Absolutely. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find somebody who would argue with that. And finally, now this... It's okay. I want to hear from you guys because I'm kind of torn on it. Toy Story 2, better than Toy Story 1?
Didn't see the second one.
The first one's such a classic.
That's what I mean.
I will say the last two Toy Stories, they were better.
So that's the third and fourth, you think, are better than 2?
I don't remember 2 that much, but I do know that number 1 was the one I remembered the most.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and
I agree.
Toy Story is a really, really unique situation where arguably every one was better than the last one. Except I know a lot of people were kind of on the fence about the last one, so I don't know if that's necessarily true, but it was like 1 was really good, 2 was really good, 3 was really good. Like, they didn't really have like that disappointing one like in the middle, you know what I'm talking about? So that's really a very, very unique franchise in and of itself. But that's the whole list. If anybody wants to add to that, if there's any other sequels out there that you would argue are better than the original, freaksatafreakaccident.com. Does anybody else, anybody here have anything to add? Any sequels you think are better?
I don't know. I kept expecting to hear about Home Alone. I love Home Alone. And Home Alone 2.
Yeah, I mean,
Lost in New York.
Home Alone 2 is literally the exact same plot as the first one, but bigger and more violent.
So which one, you know, it depends on your preference,
right?
I guess.
Like, yeah, your disposition, yeah.
Not much change.
I do. In those movies, I much prefer the plot in the first one with the old man who's the neighbor than like the sticky pigeon lady in the second one. I much prefer that in the first one. But the second one is a lot of fun where he's like running from Pennywise in the hotel and everything. And
right,
it's,
that's
a good one. Vicky, I think, is just laughing at my insinuation that Tim Curry is always Pennywise. I mean, I could have called him Frankfurter, but I'll stick with Pennywise. But yeah, freaksatafreakaccident.com. If you've got any you'd like to add to that list, that actually does it for this episode of the show. We thank you for listening, and again, we do hope that this is at least some levity while we all continue to struggle through this quarantine and this difficult time. But hang in there. We are cresting that curve. And hopefully this will end sooner rather than later, but at least looks like an end is in sight. But thanks for listening. Next week on the show, who knows what we'll be talking about? You'll have to come here to find out. But in the meantime, you can visit our website, freakaccident.com. It's letter A, freakaccident.com. T-shirts are available, as mentioned, in the shop section, along with a request form for you to ask for free stickers to be mailed to you. Please feel free to do that. We will gladly send them to you. You can also find every podcast we've ever done. Every episode is listed in the podcast section. And you can find links to come hang out with us on social media in the Connect section. Of course, wherever you download and or listen to podcasts, subscribe and leave us a good review. And as Mickey always says, what's that, Mickey?
Share us with your friends.
That's right. Tell everybody that you know about us. Get the word out there. Help us get big and powerful and unstoppable. Make us an essential business. That's my dream now, is to be considered an essential business these days. But thank you for listening. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk again soon. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you,
you might think you have it all figured out
until a freak accident happens.
But do you really have a friend in me?
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.